North Carolina residents got another side-by-side look at Governor Pat McCrory and Attorney General Roy Cooper last night. The two sparred, along with Libertarian Lon Cecil, over a range of topics in their final scheduled gubernatorial debate. Jeff Tiberi reports.
For more than a year, Pat McCrory and Roy Cooper have been launching verbal grenades, attack ads, and questioning each other's job performance, character, and credibility. Last night, they sat at individual desks within arm's length of each other, smirking, grimacing, and shaking their head as the other spoke. Fittingly, the debate took place in a television studio where professional wrestling was once staged.
If we want to talk about political contributions, Governor, you're the one who now has an FBI criminal investigation
as Attorney General, you should be resign right now for saying that. That is absolutely not true.
That's okay.
There is no FBI investigation. And you should apologize right now.
That FBI exchange caught most everyone by surprise. It dates back to a story a year ago when the governor had a meeting over a prison contract. The FBI has never confirmed or denied looking into McCrory. After the debate, the governor was still upset and said that while he has talked to the FBI, there was never an investigation. Inside the WRAL-TV studios, the two remained civil and kept their hands to themselves. Lon Cecil, a libertarian, joined the two adversaries for this debate. The economy, a leading issue for voters in any election year, was one point of contention. Here's the governor.
Our economy is so much better than it was 3 years ago. Is it still good enough? Absolutely not. Is there still more we need to do? Absolutely. But one thing we found out when we were coming into office is we owed $2.6 billion for unemployment.
Supporters have praised McCrory for the state's repayment of that debt to the federal government. Critics say it came through cuts to unemployment and hurt those most in need. The candidates were asked about a Carolina comeback, McCrory's campaign slogan. Here's Cooper.
Since the recession, there's been a national economic recovery, but North Carolina is lagging behind. You go ask everyday working people whether they have seen a Carolina comeback, and most of them will tell you they are working longer and harder and for less money than they were before the recession.
Coal ash cleanup was among the new subjects covered on Tuesday.
One of the things that I'm going to do as governor is listen to the scientists who are providing the advice, unlike Governor McCrory.
That was a dig at the governor, who had his state epidemiologist resign this summer after she was upset with how the administration communicated water advisories to people with well water living near coal ash storage sites. The third-party candidate offered this.
Particularly the underground water can never be cleaned. Surface water will clean itself or can be cleaned like they did with the Dan River. But the pits themselves are a continuing hazard, and the only thing we can really do with that is properly mitigate them.
Cecil has never run for public office before. He's likely to receive between 2 and 3% of the vote this fall, as the Libertarian candidate did in 2008 and 2012. After working at Duke Energy for 29 years, McCrory has taken heat over how he has handled coal ash since a massive spill 2.5 years ago. Still, he stands by legislative action and the decision to leave most coal ash in place.
Well, he's right about the engineering and the environmental damage. You can't move them all because you'd actually cause more environmental damage to our state.
The candidates spent an hour total discussing Hurricane Matthew relief efforts, House Bill 2, and government transparency. There was no mention of the Orange County GOP firebombing from this past weekend, or Hillary Clinton, or Donald Trump. An average of recent polls show Cooper with an advantage of 3 points. That falls within the margin of error. Early voting opens across the state tomorrow, and this race is still considered a toss-up. Jeff Tiberi, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.